وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله we have the class from the كتاب بلوغ المرام، باب صلاة الخسوف، باب الخامس عشر، chapter 15، صلاة الخسوف، prayer at an eclipse. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى عن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: انكسفت الشمس على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم مات إبراهيم، فقال الناس: انكسفت الشمس لموت إبراهيم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الشمس والقمر آيتان من آيات الله، لا ينكسفان لموت أحد ولا لحياته، فإذا رأيتموهما فادعوا الله وصلوا حتى تنكشف. متفق عليه، وفي رواية للبخاري: حتى تنجلي. وللبخاري من حديث أبي بكر: فصلوا وادعوا حتى ينكشف ما بكم. ناري المغيرة بن شعبة، may Allah be pleased with him, that there was a solar eclipse in the time of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day his son Ibrahim died. ناري المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه that there was a solar eclipse in the time of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day his son Ibrahim died. The people said, the eclipse of the sun has happened due to the death of Ibrahim. Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the sun and the moon are two of Allah's signs. They are not eclipses due to the death or the life of anyone. So when you see them, means the eclipse of the moon or sun, supplicate to Allah and offer prayers until the eclipse is over. Agreed upon. In a narration of Al-Bukhari, it has, till it becomes bright. Al-Bukhari's narration from Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has, pray and supplicate means to Allah till means the eclipse is over. In this hadith, that the Kusuf al-Shams, the eclipse, the solar eclipse, took place at the time of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama said only one time. And subhanallah, that day which the eclipse took place also was the day that Prophet's son Ibrahim died. And before that, the Arabs had belief that eclipse only happened when a big person, a noble person, a person with status either die or born. This is what they believe. If the eclipse, the solar eclipse, the sun, not the lunar, not the moon, if it happened, it turned to be red. Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says, why the sun turned to be red? As the, also the scientists, they say, why the sun turned to be red? Mir, why the sun turned to be red? Why it turned to red? Alhamdulillah. Easy answer and correct answer, Allah A'lam. Naam. Abu Salam. Tayyib. Abu Yasir. Naam. Barakallahu feekum. Abu Wa'id. Ahsad. Barakallahu feekum. Yes, that's the reality. That's the reality. That's what the ulama we trust, like Shaykh Uthaymeen, they said. Sheikh Uthaymeen said, Rahimahullah, the eclipse has two causes. One is apparent, it's physical one, people know it. And one is hidden, it's unseen. The physical one is that when the sun turned to eclipse, it's turned to red, is because the earth is between the moon, is the opposite. The moon, afwan, I'm sorry. The moon is between the earth and the sun. And you see that. You see the moon moving, and when it comes to that, you see the eclipse take place. It covered the sun. So the shadow comes from there. It blocks the earth from, the moon blocks the shadow of the sun from the earth. You see that. And when the opposite happened, the moon turned to red. Now that's when the earth is blocking the moon from the sun. The earth is going to be between the sun and the moon. So the brightness of the sun is blocked by the earth from the moon. Is that clear? Are you confused? You're confused? Alhamdulillah. You're not confused. So this is the physical things. You see the moon coming when the solar eclipse takes place, as it happened before, and you see when it comes to the sun, it blocks a part of the sun until it covers. And sometimes you may see the moon is smaller, the corners of the sun. Anyway, this is the apparent sign. But it is Allah Azza wa Jal who made that to happen, not every second, but once a while. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the slave fear. Fear. Therefore, it is legislated if that happened, to fear Allah Azza wa Jal and to rush to make dua, to pray, to do righteous deeds until the eclipse goes away. So, this is the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلٍ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Allah made these stars, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made in a system. لا يتقدم ولا يتأخر. والنجم والشمس والقمر بحسبان. This is how Allah decreed. So when the moon blocks the shadow of the sun, the brightness, the light of the sun from the earth, then the sun turns to be red. We don't see while we are on this side of the earth. Not even all the earth. It's just wherever this the earth or the moon become between the sun and the other one. But the main reason which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that happen is to make the slave fear Allah. Because this universe one day will end. One day the sun will turn to red, all of it. Never comes back again bright in this worldly life. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. So, but the Arabs, they have this belief, grounded belief, that if it happened, it's because a big person, someone with status, either born or died. The only time the solar eclipse took place is the time Prophet's son Ibrahim died. Who is bigger than when it comes to the lineage, the son of Prophet Muhammad? Nobody. No one. Al Itlaq. Nobody. Because Prophet Muhammad, consensus, he's the most noble one among human beings. And his son, if lineage brings anyone nobleness, his son is the one who has that start. So when he dies, he will have no doubt. They say it happened because of that, death of Ibrahim. There, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave a talk. He said, "Inna shamsa wal qamara ayatani min ayatillah." The sun and the moon are two of Allah's signs, showing Allah's power, Allah's knowledge, Allah's wisdom, Allah's. La yankasifan limut ahadin wala lihayati. They are not eclipsed due to the death or life of anyone. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُمَا فَادْعُوا اللَّهَ وَصَلُّوا. If you see it, what should you do? Over prayer, supplicate to Allah and over prayers until the eclipse is over. حَتَّى تَنْكَشِفْ. So now there is dua and there is prayer. How that prayer is performed? From the clear texts that Prophet ﷺ, he led the salah when the sun, that eclipse took place, he entered salah. As the hadith inshallah is mentioned, he recited long Quran, he recited Fatiha louder, out loud, daytime, like Jum'ah, like Surah Al-Baqarah. And then he make ruku', long ruku'. Then he stood up from ruku', said, "Sami Allahu liman hamida," as usual. Then he recited Fatiha. Rabbana lakal hamd, recited Fatiha. And he recited long recitation, long rak'ah, but less than the first one. Then he make ruku', second ruku' in one rak'ah. And the second ruku' was long, but less than the first one. Then he stood up. He said, "Sami Allahu liman hamd, Rabbana lakal hamd." How many ruku', how many standing so far? Two. All together is considered here one rak'ah. He went to the sujood. He makes sujood, he sit down, he makes sujood, he stood up again. Two sujood there. Then in the second rak'ah he did the same. But recitation less than the first stand less than the first, the second stand less than the first, and the like. And then when that happened, Prophet, he finished the salah in that way, already the eclipse is over. Then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جهر في صلاة الكسوف بقراءته فصلى أربع ركعات في ركعتين وأربع سجدتين متفق عليه. وهذا اللفظ مسلم. وفي رواية له فبعث مناديا ينادي الصلاة جامعة. نار عائشة رضي الله عنها الله اسمه سنجر صلى الله عليه وسلم recited means from the Quran in an audible voice in the prayer at an eclipse and prayer to rak'ah in which he bowed four times. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم prayer to rak'ah where he bowed four times and prostrated four times, agreed upon. This is the wording of a Muslim. In another narration of a Muslim, he صلى الله عليه وسلم sent an announcement to announce the prayer is, means to be offered in congregation. This is the way the eclipse, this is the way when the eclipse takes place, people are invited. Not حي على الصلاة, not making adhan, but saying الصلاة جامعة. الصلاة جامعة. To announce the prayer is, means to be offered in congregation. The prayer is to be offered in congregation. When people hear this, As-salatu jami'a, they come to the masjid and they understand eclipse took place, whether it is solar eclipse or lunar eclipse. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: انخسفت الشمس على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فصلى، فقام قياما طويلا نحو من قراءة سورة البقرة، ثم ركع ركوعا طويلا، ثم رفع، فقام قياما طويلا وهو دون القيام الأول، ثم ركع ركوعا طويلا وهو دون الركوع الأول، ثم سجد، ثم قام قياما طويلا، سجد أي سجدتين، وهو دون القيام الأول، ثم ركع ركوعا طويلا وهو دون الركوع الأول، ثم رفع فقام قياما طويلا وهو دون القيام الأول، ثم ركع ركوعا طويلا وهو دون الركوع الأول، ثم رفع رأسه، ثم سجد، ثم انصرف، وقد انجلت الشمس فخطب الناس، متفق عليه، واللفظ للبخاري. في رواية لمسلم: صلى حين كسفت الشمس 8 ركعات في 4 سجدات. Narrated Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, there was an eclipse of the sun in the time, in the lifetime of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he prayed and he stood for a long time, about as long as it would take to recite Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, how many juz? 2 juz and more. Long time. How long it takes to recite Surah Al-Baqarah? Yes? 2 hours. And then with the Prophet ﷺ, it must be much more than that. Allahu A'lam, but it must be more. Because Prophet Muhammad ﷺ كان يسترسل في القراءة وكان يقف على رأس كل آية. He صلى الله عليه وسلم was pounded on Quran, so he was reciting very slowly. The Sahabi say until the short surah turned to be long surah. Not the way now you hear it. He will finish all Baqarah, very few. So he sallam stood that long, just like reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. Then he bowed for a long time, and then he raised his head and stood for a long time, which was less than the first standing. Then he bowed again for a long time, which was less than the first bowing. Then he prostrated, meaning twice, and then he stood up for a long time, which was less than the first time standing. Then he bowed for a long time, which was less than the first bowing. Then he raised his head and stood up for a long time, which was less than the first standing. Then he bowed for a long time, which was less than the first bowing. Then he prostrated, meaning twice, and then he finished, meaning the prayer, and the sun had become bright. He then delivered a khutbah, a religious talk sermon, agreed upon and the warning of Al-Bukhari, in another, and the warning is Al-Bukhari's. In a narration of Muslim, when there was an eclipse of the sun, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed 8 bowings with 4 prostrations, means in 2 rak'ah, prayer for eclipse. So in this hadith, the Sahabi Ibn Abbas, he mentioned in detail. So how many standing in the first rak'ah, 2 standing and 2 ruku'. And then making sujood, sitting between the 2 sujood, then making 2nd sujood, then standing, long standing, but less than the first one. Then making ruku', long ruku', but less than the first ruku'. First ruku'. Then he stood up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and recited long recitation, but less than the first one, the later one. Then he make ruku', he stood up, he makes sujood, the 2 sujood, he makes taslim out after the tashahud. Then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he give a talk, he give a lecture. So there is a prayer and there is a lecture. Which one is first? The prayer. Unlike what? The Jum'ah. Unlike the Jum'ah. Unlike what? The Eid. But the kayfiyyah to salat, salat al-Eid, how to perform Eid prayer is different how to perform salat al-istisqa, salat al-kusuf, afwan, salat al-kusuf. Santu, barakallahu fi. وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه مثل ذلك. ولو عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه صلى 6 ركعات ب4 سجدات. ناري ولأبي داود عن أبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه صلى فركع 5 ركعات وسجد سجدتين وفعل في ثانية مثل ذلك. ناري أبي نعم مسلم ناري from Ali similarly. He also reported from Jabir رضي الله عنه. He Allah's Messenger performed six bawun with four prostrations, means in two rak'ah prayer for eclipse. Narrated also Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, the Prophet prayed, means the eclipse prayer, and bawun five times and prostrated twice, means in the first rak'ah. And in the second rak'ah, he also did the same. Abu Dawud. This is a different way. وعن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال ما هبت الريح ما هبت الريح قط إلا جث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على ركبتيه وقال اللهم اجعلها رحمة ولا تجعلها عذاب رواه الشافعي والطبراني. نار ابن عباس may Allah be pleased with him. No one ever blow without the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم getting down on his knees and saying, oh Allah, make it a mercy and do not make it a punishment. Reported by الشافعي and الطبراني. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى في زلزلة ست ركعات وأربع سجدات وقال هكذا صلاة الآيات رواه البيهقي وذكر الشافعي عن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه مثله دون آخره. نار بن عباس رضي الله عنه he the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed during an earthquake six bounds and four prostrations and said this is the way the prayer of the saints means of Allah is offered. Salatul Ayah, reported by Al-Bayhaqi. Al-Shafi'i reported a similar hadith without its ending through Ali ibn Abi Talib. So this is another salah called Salatul Ayat. Salatul Ayat, some of the ulama, they see it's legislated from them Ibn Abbas that if there is an earthquake or there is a big calamity, a big disaster, to make this kind of salah like the way of Salatul Kusuf, like the way of the eclipse prayer. It's called Salatu al-Ayat. Ulama, they have what kind of sign is legislated for the prayer, but they agree upon Salat and the eclipse, al-Khusuf. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى باب صلاة الاستسقاء. Chapter 16, Salatu al-Istisqa, prayer for rain. عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم متواضعا متبذلا متخشعا مترسلا متضرعا وصلى ركعتين كما يصلي في العيد لم يخطب خطبتكم هذه أي طويلة رواه الخمسة وصححه الترمذي وأبو عوانة وابن حبان. This about صلاة الاستسقاء, the salah of seeking rain. When people they want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring to send down rain, there is a prayer which is legislated. So when there is a need of rain, there is two forms to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring rain. One form is to pray the Salatul Istisqa, special salah, which is mentioned in this hadith. And another form is just to make dua. As authentic, one time Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in the masjid and someone came to him and he said, O Messenger of Allah, make dua for rain. Prophet ﷺ, he raised his hand while he was there and he made dua. Another narration, which is more famous, that Prophet ﷺ was giving Friday lecture and a man came and he mentioned that there's lack of rain. Prophet ﷺ, he made dua. While he stopped continuing the Friday lecture, instead, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raised his hands and started making dua. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't put his hand down to continue his Friday lecture, except after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the rain. So at the beginning of the Friday lecture, there was no rain. And the end of Friday lecture, there was a rain. Because in between it, Prophet ﷺ, he made dua. Allah answered him, Azza wa Jal. That is a way to seek rain without making salah. The other way is this. Salah should be performed in certain way. People will be announced to be prepared to go to the musalla where the Eid is performed, a specific day to make Salatul Istisqa. The people, they go there, this is how it's performed. Qala rahimahullah ta'ala, Nari ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went out, meaning of Al-Madinah, to pray for rain. Means the musalla, humbling himself, wearing rough clothes, submissive, walking slowly, supplicating Allah then he offered the two rak'ah in the same way he prayed Eid, but didn't deliver your kind of khutbah in his religious talk sermon. Reported by Al-Khamsa and Al-Tirmidhi, Abu Awana, and Ibn Hibban, it's sahih, authentic. In this hadith, the Messenger Muhammad went out, not in the masjid, to the musalla. He announced people to go to the musalla on a specific day. And then he came out to go, and this is how he was. He was in a state of humbleness, wearing a rough cloth, being very submissive to Allah, walking very slowly. Meaning he was in a state of humbleness when he was going to the musalla. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed to rak'ah, kama yusalli fil Eid, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Eid. Then he gave a talk, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave a lecture. How he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lecture was the before the salah. We go to the next hadith. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت شك الناس إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قحوط المطر فأمر بمنبر فوضع له في المصلى ووعد الناس يوم يخرجون فيه فخرج حين بدا حاجب الشمس فقعد على المنبر فكبر وحمد الله ثم قال إنكم شكوتم جدب دياركم وقد أمركم الله أن تدعوه ووعدكم أن يستجيب لكم ثم قال الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين لا إله إلا الله يفعل ما يريد اللهم أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت أنت الغني ونحن الفقراء أنزل علينا الغيث واجعل ما أنزلت علينا قوة وبلاغا إلى حين ثم رفع يديه فلم يزل حتى رؤي بياض إبطيه صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم حول إلى الناس ظهره وقلب رداءه وهو رافع يديه ثم أقبل على الناس ونزل وصلى ركعتين فأنشأ الله تعالى سحابة فرعدت وبرقت ثم أمطرت رواه داود وقال غريب وإسناده جيد وقصة التحويل في الصحيح من حديث عبد الله بن زيد وفيه فتوجه إلى القبلة يدعو ثم صلى ركعتين جهر فيهما بالقراء وللدارقطني من مرسل أبي جعفر الباقر وحول رداءه ليتحول القحط ناري عائشة رضي الله عنها actually the lectures before that the Salah. Nari Aisha radiallahu anha, the people complained to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the lack of rain. So he gave orders for a minbar, which was put for him at the prayer place, the musall. He then fixed a day for the people to come out. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come out when the edge of the sun appeared. When the edge of the sun appeared means like the Eid prayer time, it's shuruq time. And sat down on the minbar, pronounced the greatness of Allah and expressed his praise. Then he said, you have complained of drought in your abodes, in your houses, in your land. Allah has ordered you to supplicate him. And he prayed and he promised that he would answer me in your supplication. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all praise is due to Allah, the Rabb, the Lord of the universe, the compassionate, the merciful, the master of the day of judgment. Nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah, who does what he wills. O Allah, you are Allah. Nothing deserves to be worshipped except you. You are the rich and we are the poor. Send down rain upon us and make what you send down strength and satisfaction for a time. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then raised his hands and he kept raising them till the witness of his armpits was visible, the whiteness, till the whiteness of his armpits was visible. He then turned his back to the people and inverted his cloak, his jacket, his clothes, while keeping his hand raised. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then faced the people, descended and prayed to rak'ah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produced a cloud and a storm of thunder and lightning come, and the rain fell. Reported by Abu Dawood, who Ghareer al-Gharib, transmitted through a single narrator. But it is chain, is jayid, means good. The history of how the Prophet ﷺ inverted his cloak is mentioned in the Sahih al-Bukhari. from the narration of Abdullah ibn Zayd, and it contains, means the words, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced the Qibla making supplication, then he prayed two rak'ah, reciting the Quran in them audibly. Ad-Darqutni reported from the Mursal hadith of Abu Ja'far al-Baqir, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his cloak round so that the drought might turn from dry land to rain land. In this narration, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave the people an appointment to go to the Musalla. And then he come out when the sun rises. In his shuruq time, he sits on the member. He prays Allah. And he tell people, you complain about lack of rain. And Allah command you to ask him, to supplicate to him, and he promises to answer you. Then Prophet ﷺ, he prays Allah Azza wa Jal. Then he raised his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua, until his armpit has been seen. Because how up he's raising his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turned his back to the people, meaning he faced where? The Qibla. Prophet ﷺ, he started with a lecture, talking to the people, and he started making dua, and then he turned his back to the people, and he faced the Qibla, and he turned his cloak, his, what do you call, yani, on the opposite. The ulama, they say this is a sign of Allah changing the situation from drought to a rain. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faced back to the people. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, led the salah of al-istisqa, which is two rak'ah. Which is two rak'ah. فَأَنْشَأَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى صَحَابَةً. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produced a cloud and a storm of thunder and lightning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produced a cloud and a storm of thunder and lightning come. And the rain fell. So that's also a way to... So in this form, which one is the first, the lecture or the prayer? The lecture. The lecture. So it's the opposite of the Eid. It's the opposite of the Eid. So first the Prophet Muhammad said, he advised people, he reminded them. He didn't enter the Salah right away, like Salatul Kusuf, like the eclipse. The eclipse, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, entered the Salah first. Then he gave whatever he was reminding people. After he finished the Salah, after the sun, the eclipse is done, it's over. But Salat al-Istisqa, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave a talk, and he made dua, he raised his hand, then he faced the Qibla, then he changed, he converted his clothes, his abba, his, if you have imama and the like, it's the top clothes, making the opposite, upside down, making the right side to the left, the down to the up, and then he continued making dua, then he turned back to the people, and then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, led the third rak'ah of salah, of raining, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the rain, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this shows that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was mustajabu, الدعوة الله يستو أنصر هذه الدعاء. قال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا دخل المسجد يوم الجمعة والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قائم يخطب فقال يا رسول الله هلكت الأموال وانقطعت السبل فادعوا الله عز وجل يغيثنا فرفع يديه ثم قال اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا فذكر الحديث وفيه الدعاء بإمساكها متفق عليه. Narrated Anas radiallahu anhu, the Prophet ﷺ was delivering the khutbah, means religious talk ceremony, means Friday lecture. While standing on a Friday, when a man came into the masjid and said, O Messenger of Allah, the livestock have died, is the animal, and the road are cut off. So supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send us down rain. Allah's Messenger raised his hands and then said, Oh Allah, send us down rain. Oh Allah, send us down rain. Oh Allah, send us down rain. And the reporter mentioned the complete hadith which contains supplication to stop the rain. Agree upon it. Meaning, there is another long narration in that the rain continue whole week until next Friday. Then again, a man entered. He served the Messenger of Allah. The livestock is destroyed. The streets, the roads are cut off because of what? Flooding, because of rain. Ask Allah to stop the rain. Again, Prophet ﷺ, he raised his hand, asking Allah to stop the rain. And the Sahabi said, when Prophet was moving his hand to the right, and he was moving his left hand to the left, he said, when he moved his hand, the cloud was moving with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You understand? You understand? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was rain. A man entered while he was giving Friday lecture, complaining about the rain. Houses destroyed, a lot of problem. Ask Allah to stop. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raised his hand, asking Allah to stop the rain, saying, Allahumma hawalayna la alayna. Oh Allah, our corner is, our purpose, not on the top of us. Still we need the rain, but not on us, but to come through to the channels of the ground. So we can still receive the water, fresh water, coming from outside, from the mountains. So the Sahabi says, when Prophet moved his hand, the cloud was moving with him, until no clouds was on the top of Medina. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. So the more you answer Allah's command, the more Allah answer your supplication. الجزاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. If you are foremost to answer Allah's command, سبحانه, Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he also answers your call. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه أن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه كان إذا قحطوا استسقى بالعباس بن عبد المطلب وقال اللهم إنا كنا نستسقي إليك بنبيك بنبينا فتسقينا فتسقينا وإنا نتوصل إليك بعم نبينا فأسقنا فيسقون. رواه البخاري. Narrated Anas radiallahu anhu, when they experienced a drought, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu used to seek rain by asking Al-Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib to supplicate Allah for rain. Here Umar radiallahu anhu will say, oh Allah, we used to ask our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to supplicate to you for rain, and you will give us rain. We are now asking our Prophet's uncle to supplicate to you for rain, so give us rain. They would then be given rain, reported by Al-Bukhari. Another narration, Fayad'u Abbas. In this narration, this authentic hadith, at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people, they need rain, one of the ways they used to do, they used to go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask to make dua for them, as happened. So they ask him while he's giving Friday lecture, he make dua, Allah brought the rain. They ask him another time, he gave them announcement to go to the Eid, Musalla, and then he وسلم, gave salawatullah salam alayhi the talk, and then Allah subhanahu the dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the rain. When Prophet Muhammad وسلم, died, what did they do? Did they go to his grave and said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, make dua for us, as they used to say when he was alive? Please be careful. This is what some Muslims today, they're doing. They go to the grave of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They go to the grave of the sheikhs, of the saints. Sometimes they don't go to the grave. They ask them wherever they are. Person is in Stone Mountain, he asking Prophet ﷺ rain, to ask Allah to bring rain. What is the rule of that? This is not the understanding of the Sahaba, the companion, who Allah command us to follow them. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدُوا. What they used to do? Umar radiallahu anhu, if there is a need for rain, instead of going to the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, or even saying, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us rain by Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, what he used to do instead, he used to go to the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, Abbas, whom he knew Prophet Muhammad ﷺ loved him so much. So he used to say, Umar, he used to say, oh Allah, اللهم إنا كنا نستسقي إليك بنبينا فتسقينا. اللهم إنا كنا نستسقي إليك بنبينا فتسقينا. Oh Allah, we used to ask our Prophet to supplicate to you for rain, and you would give us rain. Oh Allah, we used to come to the Prophet ﷺ, ask him to make dua for us to give us rain. He used to give us rain. And now, وإنا نتوصل إليك بعم نبينا فَأَسْقِنَا. And oh Allah, we are asking now, we are asking you through to the uncle of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give us rain. Then Umar, another narration, used to say, Abbas, قُمْ فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ لَنَا. Stand up, Abbas, and ask Allah for us to give us rain. And Allah used to bring the rain. So the ulama, they say, this is ماذا, a proof for a tawassul bi du'a ar-rajul salih, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah through to the supplication of a righteous person who is a present, he is you alive. Is this understandable? There is someone you know, he's righteous. Allah alam who is righteous, but that's how you see. He adheres to the sunnah. He doesn't oppress anybody. He helps the needy. He's obedient to his parents. Everyone likes him. He is truly a believer based on his action statements. You think good about this person. You go to him, you ask him, Akhi, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make dua for the people. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift this calamity from the people. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring rain. This is a tawassul bidu'ai ar-rajul salih al-hayy. Getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a righteous person who is alive, not a dead one. Who is a present, not an absent person. Then, why Umar didn't go radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the Prophet himself? His grave was there. Umar was in Medina. And say, oh, the Messenger of Allah, ask Allah to give us rain. Because this is the understanding of the Sahaba. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is another life. Hayatul Barzakh. صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولو أنهم إذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول. That ayah, if when they do wrong, if they would have come to you at the mercy of Allah, ask Allah forgiveness, and you ask Allah to forgive them, they will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala تواب. That's at his presence, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Some people, they say, even after his death, the verse is general. When you do wrong, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you forgiveness, to forgive you and go to the great Prophet. No. The ulama, they say, no. That's his lifetime. But after he died, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straight. Or you ask one of the righteous person to make dua. Even the people of knowledge, they said, when you are even going to someone to make dua, it is better. It should be general supplication for the general, for the public, not for yourself. Not for yourself. Yourself, ask Allah to give you what you want. Don't go someone and ask, make dua for me. Don't. But you go someone, you say, make dua for the Muslims. Whoever you think righteousness in him. That's legislated. Ala kulli hal, but what is not allowed Rather, what shirk is to call Ya Rasulullah, Madad Ya Rasulullah, Madad Ya Jailani, Ya Hussein, Ya Ali, هذه دعوة إلى غير الله. قل إنما أدعو ربي ولا أشرك به أحد. Say, I only call my Lord. I only call my Lord. You call Rabb. You don't call other than Rabb. You call Rabb. You don't call other than Rabb. So that is shirk. ومن أضل ممن يدعو من دون الله. You don't call other than Allah for dua. You call Allah. That's ikhlas. فإذا ركبوا في الفلك دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. That's ikhlas. Call Allah. And there is innovation. It's not shirk, but it's innovation. It's not allowed. We just to say, oh Allah, I ask you by the status of the Prophet, بجاهِ الرسول, by the status of the awliya, I'm asking you Allah through to the stars. This one now, is it shirk or innovation? This innovation is not shirk. Why not shirk? Because who you asking? Allah. You are not asking anyone else. You are asking Allah, but you are asking Allah through wrong way. Oh Allah, I'm asking you because of the stars of Hassan and Hussein. What do you have to do with the stars of Hassan and Hussein? That is theirs. Allah, I'm asking you because of the status of so and so great scholar. Status of Sheikh al-Albani, status of Ibn Abbas, inshallah, or Imam Shafi'i, or Imam Ahmad. That status for theirs. Who legislated to ask you through their status? Some people, they say, it is allowed to ask Allah by the through status of someone. Bijahi al-Rasul, bijahi al-Nabi, bijahi al-Wali. Okay, and some other ulama, they say, which is the strongest opinion, that's not legislated. Here's a question. If you are not sure which one is right, to ask Allah through to the status of someone, you are not sure, it may be right, it may be wrong to you. Will you do that? Or you will do something you have no doubt, it is the haq, it is the truth, which is asking Allah, oh Allah, give me so and so. Which one you will do? Take one, the one you sure. Some people, they say, we confused. The ulama, they differ. The ulama, they differ. One of them say, it's allowed to ask Allah bijahi nabi. Some they say, no. Okay, ya akhi, leave what they differ. What there, leave the doubtful matters. There is something, no doubt, they agree upon. Ask Allah. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أدعو ربكم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. Very clear. Allah command us to ask him. Is there doubt in that? No. Why you live in something there is no doubt and you go to something there's at least differences among scholars, at least different among Muslims? Is this understandable? Alhamdulillah. Be your religion to be upon yaqeen, upon certainty. Because those scholars who said you can ask Allah through status of someone, they may mistake. They may be wrong. Why are you taking that chance of following someone who is wrong? While you have a clear haq. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا الاستقامة حتى نلقاه وهو راض عنا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.